Welcome back to Boundaries That Stick, 5 reasons why your boundaries don't work and what to do about it. I'm Brent Peake, and today we are jumping into Lesson 8, Uncovering the Roots of Boundary Issues. And I'm really excited about this lesson, even though it's here at the end of our course, of our process here. This really gets into the meat of the work that I do. In our previous sessions, we talked about some of the basics of boundary setting. We identified, you know, the need to realize what your needs are, to speak up for them, to come up with those backup plans if someone doesn't accommodate you. And we've also dived into the 5 common boundary traps: compliance, justification, minimization, guilt, and avoidance. But before we wrap up this course, today I want to take a deeper dive into what I believe are the underlying issues that will almost always be the lead-in to the boundary traps that you find yourself prone to. And by understanding these issues, you're going to gain some insight into why you struggle with setting boundaries and begin the healing process to develop healthier boundary setting practices in your life. And what a lot of people look at the issue of boundaries and setting boundaries as a skill set. And to a great degree, that is true. And I've given you a number of things that I hope you'll go out and do in order to set boundaries, a skill to work on. But this is really about the mindset and what it is that's happened to us that has made it difficult for us to have a mindset where we have no problem standing up for ourselves in a respectful way, where we would have no problem being able to assert our right to the things that we need in our life. Now, that doesn't mean you're entitled to them. That doesn't mean you get to demand them or make any one person provide those things to you. But we have a right to speak up. And there are things that happened in each of our lives that, to one degree or another, makes it difficult for us to be able to stand up for ourselves. And what I believe this boils down to is our core wounds. Core wounds are those deep-seated emotional injuries that are often rooted in our early childhood or teenage experiences. These wounds profoundly influence how we perceive ourselves, how we perceive other people and interact with them. And there are 3 core wounds that I think all of the dysfunction, or whatever degree of dysfunction we grew up in, boils down to. The first core wound is inadequacy. This wound arises from experiences that you went through when you were young that basically told you you're not good enough. Now, I'm not saying that someone explicitly wanted you to think that, but there are things that happen to us that leave us feeling that way. Often, the core wound of inadequacy will stem from critical or dismissive behavior from key figures in our early life: parents, teachers, other adults or relatives, older siblings even. And for many of us, one of the key things that has led us to experience that core wound of inadequacy would be a wounding event like constant comparison to other people. Maybe you were told, "Why can't you be like..." And then fill in the blank. Maybe it was an older sibling. Maybe it was another student in your class. Constant comparison can create a core wound of inadequacy. Excessive demands from other people can often lead us to feel like our needs don't matter, and contributing to feelings of inadequacy, giving us the message that we're not enough the way we are. So the first core wound is inadequacy. The second core wound is intrusion. And this wound originates from situations where your personal space or your autonomy was violated. Now, that can be straight up abuse, but it can also be well-meaning behaviors from maybe an overbearing parent or a parent who was emotionally needy and overdependent on us. And in one way or another, These people in our life, whether parents or other adults or other people, basically told us, you don't get to set boundaries here. You don't have a right to personal boundaries. And then this leads to a sense of being overwhelmed, suffocated, and leading us to struggle with asserting our own needs and often left feeling powerless because of that core wound of intrusion. And then you have the core wound of inattention. Inattention. This one develops from experiences of neglect, lack of acknowledgement, lack of emotional support. It's often a more covert wound that goes unnoticed, and yet we definitely feel the emotional impact of it. When our emotional needs were ignored or overlooked when we were kids, we might internalize the belief that our needs or our desires simply don't matter, aren't important enough. And that leads us to self-neglect and difficulty setting boundaries. So these are the three core wounds: inadequacy, intrusion, inattention. And I believe that pretty much any difficult situation that we would go through as children that leave that lasting impact on us, that's going to be a core wound, is going to fall under one of these three categories. And my guess is that you've already started connecting the dots here between your current boundary issues and your early core wounds. Some of you are readily recalling to mind situations that gave you these messages of, I'm not enough, core wound of inadequacy. I'm powerless, I don't have a right to protect myself, core wound of intrusion. Or my needs don't matter. My needs aren't important enough. Other people's needs matter more, core wound of inattention. And you can readily see how these connect with the boundary traps that we're talking about. But let's be clear on this. Let's understand how these core wounds do influence your boundary setting behavior, because that is one of the keys to overcoming these boundary traps. So let's take a look at how each core wound can lead to specific traps. And generally speaking, any of the core wounds can lead to any of the traps, but let's look at some of the obvious ones. Core wound of inadequacy. When you have gotten the message that you're not enough, you're not fill in the blank enough, important enough, smart enough, beautiful enough, strong enough, rich enough, whatever it may be, this can lead to pretty much any of the traps, any of the boundary traps. But a lot of times what people might experience is the justification trap, where you feel like you have to justify your boundaries before you can expect someone to accommodate you. Because how could what I need be important enough or matter enough when I don't feel adequate and worthy of being able to set boundaries for myself? Or the guilt trap, feeling like you might hurt someone else if you actually stand up for what you need in that moment. And it's all or nothing. And it's either you or them, and you feel guilty for the discomfort that someone else might go through because of your boundary. That often goes back to a core wound of inadequacy, feeling like I don't matter. I'm not as important. I'm not worthy of setting these kind of boundaries for myself. The core wound of intrusion, where some adult in some way was too much, crossing a line, either in something they did to you or something they expected from you. And you are left with the message that you don't have a right to personal boundaries in your life. Well, that can lead to the avoidance trap, I think, most often, where we simply avoid situations where we have to stand up for ourselves because we simply didn't learn that there was any place in our life to be able to set a boundary to protect ourselves. Or we might go to the other extreme and fall for the compliance trap and feel like, okay, my boundary only works when I can get someone else to accommodate me. And so we can tend to become a bit manipulative or even controlling, trying to get someone else to do what we might genuinely and appropriately want from them in our life, but we resort to behaviors that aren't necessarily relational or effective in getting those things. And so we fall for the compliance trap. Then you have the core wound of inattention, where we've gotten the message that our needs or wants simply didn't matter. Something else mattered more. Maybe your parents were focused on other issues, other concerns in the family, and you were kind of left to figure things out for yourself. Well, again, you can readily see how that connects with some of these traps, these boundary traps. Minimization, my needs don't matter, so I'm not going to stand up for it. No one else took care of me. I had to figure it out for myself. So I'm not going to set a boundary and expect someone else to help me out with this need that I may have. The guilt trap. This is an obvious one, feeling guilty for speaking up for yourself. If you got the message that your needs and wants didn't matter because of the core wound of inattention, you're going to have a really hard time not feeling guilty. And like we said in the lesson on the guilt trap, you may have been made to feel guilty, where somebody used that to benefit from the dynamic at your expense and used your guilt against you, and you're probably still dealing with people who do that to you. And then the avoidance trap. If I got the message through the inattention wound that my needs and wants didn't matter, then I am just going to avoid any conflict and figure out how to take care of it myself and withdraw and avoid instead of standing up for what I need. So lots of different ways that these three primary core wounds of inadequacy, intrusion, and inattention can lead to all five of the boundary traps that we've gone through in this course. So what do you do about it? Well, like I said earlier, there's the skill set, there's strategy in setting boundaries, and then there's mindset. And I believe both are required. But I also do believe that even if you don't quite feel it, you know, in your gut, that mindset of I am worthy of standing up for myself, I do believe that taking some of those simple actions, those simple steps, will help cultivate the mindset in you. So I'm not saying that you need to develop the mindset before you start working on the skill set. Let's start working on both. All right. In order to address our core wounds, there is a process. Many people go see a therapist for this. Sometimes some people just need to read a good self-help book, and there are a few out there. If you've taken a look at books like Facing Codependence by Pia Melody, I think that's probably one of the best ones that you could look at around what to do about your core wounds. Gifts from a Challenging Childhood is another great book by Jan Bergstrom. Those are probably the two that I recommend to my clients most often. But there's a lot of different ways that you could get this work done. But I believe that if your core wounds are significant, then it is best to seek some help. And I do offer a program for that. And I invite you to, if you feel like this is something that you need to work on, I invite you to reach out through my website, BrentPeake.com. And there are a couple different ways that we can work together on this, either through regular therapeutic coaching sessions, in-person therapy here in Phoenix, Arizona, in my office, if you're local, or even a two-day intensive, which is how a lot of folks do that work with me. But what can you start on your own? Well, there's a couple things that I want you to do. So get your journal. Get your journal. And first off, let's talk about self-awareness. In your journal, I want you to reflect on your present boundary issues. What are some of the feelings and messages that come up the most for you in your closest relationships around your boundary issues? Is it some of those core wound messages of, I don't matter, I'm powerless, I'm not important, I'm not whatever enough, I'm not enough, I'm not important enough? I want you to reflect on those messages that tie together your present situation with those possible core wound experiences in your past. And as you begin to do that, I want you to write about how the messages that you received connect those dots between what you went through as a young person and what you're going through now as an adult. I can almost guarantee you that if the messages that you heard either explicitly or that you assumed because of the experiences you went through, such as you don't have a right to stand up for your own needs. Let's say that's a message that you got as a kid. Well, I guarantee you it's coming up now. And probably from some of the same people if your parents are still around and involved in your life. So write about that. Write about those core wound experiences and how those messages and some of the emotions connect those core wound experiences with your present situation. And then number two, I want you to start working on some self-compassion. I want you to be able to Treat yourself, speak to yourself with kindness and understanding. How do we start doing that? Well, write about those experiences that you went through as a young person, but I also want you to write about what a caring adult could have said to you in the midst of those experiences. Maybe an adult said some really awful things or failed to say some of the good things that needed to be said. If you were that caring adult that could intervene, what would you have said? And if you have kids now, or you work with kids or around kids, or you consider yourself a person that cares about children, you probably have a pretty good idea of what needed to be said. And so I want you to write about that, to begin to develop some self-compassion for you. So write about that self-awareness. Connect the dots. Number one, connect the dots between those core wound experiences and what you're going through now in your life. And then number two, develop some self-compassion by writing about what a caring adult could have said to you in your early core wound experiences. And like I said before, if you're ready to dive a bit deeper into that, then I invite you to go to brentpeak.com, schedule a consultation. Let's talk. Let's figure out what we can do. If you're ready to invest in that and take the time to really work on yourself to address the underlying issues that contribute to the boundary difficulties in your life, I would love to chat with you. Like I said, I offer a weekend intensive, 2-day intensive that a lot of folks go through. That is typically how this work gets done. But I do also offer some weekly sessions where we can address those issues, whether in person and in-person therapy here in Phoenix, Arizona, or through therapeutic coaching online. I do offer both, and both are really effective. So I hope you'll reach out. Well, that was a deep dive into, a quick deep dive into some of the underlying issues, the roots of our boundary issues. Thank you for joining me for that lesson. We've got one more, where we will wrap up this journey, do a quick review, and then send you on your way to begin practicing the boundary skills that you've been learning about. But more so, I hope that your mindset begins to change, that you begin to see yourself as somebody worthy of protecting with healthy boundaries. I'll see you in the next session.